But I find that people tend to lie primarily for four reasons. You know, when I really start thinking about the reasons people lie and what their goals are, there's really only four. The first one is people lie to get themselves out of trouble. You know, officer, I didn't know I was going that fast. Oh, officer, I wasn't going that fast. I only had one drink. Honey, that she didn't mean anything to me. I just met that woman. It only happened one time. You know, whatever. You want to get yourself out of trouble. Number two, to buy time before someone finds out the truth. Now, in these kinds of lies, they may tell a direct lie, but usually there's some kind of, it's a partial truth. Let me put it that way. You know, you're going to tell like, oh, yeah, I was, you know, hanging out with my boys. Okay, now that's true. That's where you were. You were with your boys. But what you left out is that you went to a strip club and you got a lap dance and you spent the money that you were supposed to be using for the car insurance on a stripper. Okay, and you're going to leave all that out until she goes to the bank and finds that the money's not there, but you're now hoping over the weekend that you're trying to put the money back in there so that when she goes to the bank on Monday, it won't be any big deal and you won't have to, you know, you won't be caught. So see what I mean? It's you to buy time. That's the number two type. The third type, I think, is that really affects dating, is that people lie to get something under false pretenses. This might be the type of lie where someone says they want to borrow money from you, for instance, and they want to borrow the money to do something stupid, like gamble. But they come to you and say, well, I need to buy some medicine. And you know that they, you know, have some illness and stuff, so it's not a far-fetched request. So you give them the money. Okay, but, you know, or it could be something where, like, you're on a, you know, you're dating, and this person wants to get you into bed. So they're going to fill your head with all kinds of stuff about a future. These, I call those smoke dreams. And, you know, yeah, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, I want to settle down. I really want to get married. You know, I think marriage is a wonderful state and this and that. So, you know, this guy, he's talking all this esoteric, general stuff. And the woman, she's all mesmerized thinking that he's talking about doing these things with her. But he never said that. He never said that. So you are painting yourself into a picture and put a frame around it, and you're not even nowhere near the canvas. So, you know, it's a game, but it is still lying. And a lot of guys do that kind of stuff intentionally because they know women fall for it. It's total mind manipulation, and this is a common game played in the dating and singles world. And the fourth is to impress someone. You know, people want to impress you. They want to present themselves to be more or better than what they are. So they will, you know, exaggerate the number of businesses they have, perhaps, or how much money they make, or something about their investments, or the house that they're house sitting. They will present it as their own home, or, you know, whatever. There's some exaggeration or some kind of display of bragging when, in reality, this person is not that on that level at all. They are trying to impress you favorably because they want you to like them. They're, you know, going out of their way to exaggerate their accomplishments, their skills, their education, their income, whatever they are doing. So those are the four types of reasons, I think, that people tell the most common lies that they tell. Now, of course, you can disagree. If you want to call in, the number is 310-928-7733. That's 310-928-7733, and we will take your call live on the air, especially looking for some stories, because, you know, I kind of felt like laughing. Those people have some stories about some fantabulous lies that you've been told. You know, you get those stories where people say that they work for the CIA. I met a brother like that one time. You know, he just was like, oh, yeah, you know, I work for the CIA. I'm thinking, you can't even spell CIA. What are you talking about? So I'm just sitting there looking at him. You know, I didn't say a word. Just sit there looking at him with that little smile on my face like, wow, really? And so he's, you know, going on, and he's making up all these stories. And I'm thinking, this sounds like a plot to a TV show, probably that show 24, because this is when 24 was on. And it sounded like something that Jack character would do. So I'm sitting there thinking, this guy is out of his mind. And so anyway, of course, that was the last time we went on that date. But I mean, I went out with him. But, you know, it's just kind of amazing some of the things that people do. And some of the things that they say to, you know, to try to impress you when they know it's not true. I mean, impress me with who you are. What you do for work is not who you are as a man. And I think a lot of guys get that confused because they'll say, well, I'm a doctor. Well, no, that's what you do for work. But who are you as a man? You could be a complete jerk just because you're a doctor. That doesn't mean nothing to me because, you know, you're not marrying doctor. You're marrying the man. You would be, the man would be the father of your children, not the doctory part of him. So it's kind of really interesting. And I think communication is one of the missing ingredients in relationships. And again, people lie by, this is by omission now, this is another kind of lie, in communication because they don't want to be challenging. Women have this really bad. Women don't want to challenge men and tell them about themselves or ask really hard questions because they want the guy to like them. Okay, we got another caller, area code 407.
Hey, Deborah, it's Daryl. How are you?
Hi, Daryl. What's going on?
You said you wanted to hear a woozy story, so I got a woozy story for you. I think I may have mentioned this to you in one of our chats before online, but it's actually from my former marriage. The first go-round, it didn't work out so well as the former title. but it was... So the former wife, actually, we had kind of a two-part history, right, when we were in college, and then we slowly got married way back in 88, and that didn't happen because I kind of caught her in some untruths that were never fully identified as untruths, but, you know, that feeling of, I'm not quite sure you're telling me the truth on this. So then about 10 years later, we ended up getting married after about a year or two of dating again, and a year and a half into the marriage, I found out that the series of lies included being, well, she said she was in med school. She has actually was not in med school. She was not even, I couldn't even verify that she had actually received an undergraduate degree, which she said had come from one of the Ivy League schools in New York. But I had to do some hardcore investigating in the process of, well, right before asking for the divorce. So we had the no med school, actually no undergraduate degree attained from the supposedly Ivy League school that she went to. Gosh, what else was there? This sign out one lie during our honeymoon when we were dating back many years ago. She told me that her father had died when she was a youngster, and on her honeymoon, meeting her uncle in St. Bart's Island, found out that her father was still alive, and she actually knew that, but she said in her mind that he was dead. So that was the start of the relationship. Yeah. So in the next year and a half, it just got from there crazier and crazier. And so I finally, after identifying a series of lies going on, I just had to go ahead and get on out of that. Unfortunately, there's a very 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 impactful piece of the story, and that is that there was a young one involved that in which he said I was his father and turned out I biologically was not, and didn't find that out until he was 10 years old as well. And And later found out that when after the divorce that she never even told him the truth. She just said that your daddy didn't want to be your daddy anymore. So this young man went on to think that I abandoned him, and as opposed to his mom telling him the truth in this situation. So, but that was some time ago. I've been, you know, remarried now for 10 plus years, 10 years actually, 10 and a half years, and I do have a bit of a radar sensitivity for the mistruths that come my way, though, as you can imagine.
I'm so glad, because I'm sitting here in my head, I mean, it's like it started on the honeymoon, and I'm like, dude, annulment.
Yeah, believe me, I thought about it. I was like, can I get out of this?
Wow.
So you said you wanted a doozy.
Yeah, well, you definitely took the cake on that one. Well, thank you for calling.